The Legends of the Lighthouse concert series returns to the Boys and Girls Club of Pittsfield Sunday after its launch 2 years ago. Organizer Rick Fetridge says it's a way for area musicians to thank the organization that gave them a place to play and enjoy rock and roll as teenagers in the 1960s.
All the musicians locally, the first job was at the Pittsfield Boys and Girls Club, and it was one of the first places or the first venue that allowed us to play and honestly paid us. We all would laugh because we'd leave on a Friday night with all these crumpled $1 bills, which what it cost to get into the dance.
All proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club. In 2012, about 1,600 people attended the first concert. It raised roughly $9,000 for the organization, which has been offering young people a slew of programs and activities in the Pittsfield area since 1900. Born and raised in Pittsfield, Fetridge says the center was ahead of its time in the 1960s, stocked with 3 basketball courts, a swimming pool, and an ice rink on the 3rd floor of all places, leaving room for a club.
So they dug out this hole underneath of the building. And then they found themselves with this wonderful big building, and someone said, well, you know, let's put a teenage club down there. And someone came up with the name The Lighthouse, and they made it look like a lighthouse, some paintings on the wall, you know, some life preservers, and the rest was history.
Aside from the local bands and musicians who took to the Lighthouse stage in the basement of what was then the Boys Club or the gym floor, national acts like Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, and the Beach Boys also left their mark. Fetridge explains Pittsfield was an off-day stop for acts traveling between Boston and Albany.
Oh, yeah, our managers would have us, you know, sometimes be the head act. I mean, the Lovin' Spoonful, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Dylan, the Beach Boys, you know, the Broke Brumbles, the Zombies. I mean, these are all national acts. And, you know, we'd have an opportunity to, you know, sit in or, you know, start off the show. It was phenomenal for a 13-year-old kid to be able to do that.
By their early teenage years, Fetridge and other local rock and rollers were touring in New York, Vermont, and Massachusetts, even putting out records at age 14. Some went on to play at Woodstock and places like Carnegie Hall. And some of those same musicians will be taking the stage this Sunday.
There's going to be about 90 musicians that still think they're 16, and they're going to play like they never played before. Because the funny thing is, we all learned music at a time where there was nothing to hide behind, no special effects. I mean, we used to have 3 guys plugged into 1 amp in rooms with, you know, 800 young people and played our hearts out. It was a foundation, I think, for a lot of us to grow from.
Fetridge is also putting together a documentary telling the story of how live rock and roll blossomed in clubs and school gymnasiums across the country. Rick Fetridge's wife, Wendy, serves as stage manager for the event. She says the aging acts revert back to their teenage ways during the concert.
I was getting ready to put him on stage, and he was getting ready to go the wrong direction. And I said, Teddy, you got to get back here. And he says, Wendy, a girl's asking for me, right? So I said, all right, Teddy, I'll go over to the curtain with you, and you can talk to her for a minute, but then you got to get on stage. So we pull back the curtain, and here's this little old grandmother standing there. But in Teddy's eyes, she's a girl back to the day when she was 14, and he's being looked at like he's a guy back at 14, and it was just so funny.
The concert starts at 1 p.m. on October 12th at the Boys and Girls Club of Pittsfield. Doors open at noon. Tickets are $15 at the door. Reduced advance sale tickets are available. There's more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.